Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church with our weekly podcast, Today's Word. We're delighted that you've been able to join us. We're looking at Acts chapter 15, verses 36 to 41, entitled Loving Leavers. It really is the last in a series on community. The reality is sometimes communities split, folks leave, and we need to be okay with that because it's possible they're going under God's direction. Acts 15, sometimes later, Paul said to Barnabas, let's go back and visit the Lord's followers in cities where we preached his message. Then we will know how they are doing. Barnabas wanted to take along John, whose other name was Mark, but Paul did not want to because Mark had left them in Pamphylia and had stopped working with them. Paul and Barnabas argued. Then each of them went his own way. Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus, but Paul took Silas and left after the followers had placed them in God's care. They traveled through Syria and Cilicia, encouraging the churches. So, have you ever had a disagreement with someone? I know the answer is yes, because we all do. Sometimes there are simple disagreements about things like, why don't you put the cap back on the toothpaste tube? Other times they are much more consequential, like the one between Russia and the Ukraine, where war has now killed people, destroyed property, and altered the future. Disagreements can take an emotional toll on a relationship, especially if they are about difficult topics or if they escalate. And they can change over things that once seemed like minor differences. The story we're looking at today in the book of Acts is the disagreement between Paul and Barnabas. We were introduced to Barnabas last week in Acts chapter 4, where he was mentioned as one of those who sold property and brought the proceeds to the apostles to use for mission purposes in Jerusalem. We also learned that his given name was Joseph, that he was a Levite, that is, he was born into a priestly family, and that he was from Cyprus, so not a Jerusalem native. We also learned that he and Paul got into an argument after the Jerusalem Council in Acts 15. That was the church-wide leaders' meeting where they made decisions about what was required of Gentiles in order to be full and equal followers of Jesus. While it may seem strange to us, remember that the church was, at the beginning, entirely Jewish. As Gentiles became believers, the apostles and others needed to figure out whether to be a follower of Jesus you needed to convert to Judaism first. At the beginning of Acts 15, it says some people came from Judea and started teaching the Lord's followers that they could not be saved unless they were circumcised as Moses taught. This caused trouble, and Paul and Barnabas argued with them about this teaching. So it was decided to send Paul and Barnabas and a few others to Jerusalem to discuss this problem with the apostles and the church leaders. So now that the concern about the Gentile believers has been resolved, Paul wanted to go back and visit the believers he and Barnabas had introduced to the faith after their first missionary journey, which sounded good to Barnabas, it seems. But Barnabas wanted to take along John Mark. The problem was that John Mark had left the first missionary journey rather abruptly, and while Barnabas, the son of encouragement, wanted to encourage John Mark and bring him back on the team, Paul wasn't willing. And so they argued. And then the scripture says they went separate ways, both still on missionary journeys, but now in different directions with different partners. Barnabas with John Mark, off to Barnabas's home island, Cyprus, and Paul and Silas off to Syria up north and then beyond to Cilicia, the territory where Paul's hometown of Tarsus was located. You see, sometimes God uses our differences and our disagreements to grow the kingdom. And sometimes that growing is a result of separating and going different ways. Seeing the world in different ways is a blessing. Always remember that. Seeing the world in different ways is a blessing because God uses that. Remember, all of us are created in God's image. We are, as the children's song says, red, yellow, black, and white. Being different reflects the fullness of God's creation and allows us to see how much more God is than what we want to limit God to be. All are valued, all are celebrated, and all are to be invited to the table because we together are the people of God, which is why this time of year, during Black History Month, we remind ourselves that our Black sisters and brothers, as well as every other person of color, ethnicity, and country of origin, is to us a precious sibling, a person who may be different than us, but one whom God has sent on purpose with gifts and talents to enrich this little corner of the kingdom of God, one whose experience of life you and I need to learn from, one whose shape and form has been determined by a loving God who made them that way, on purpose, with purpose, for a purpose. So remember, we are all different. Even those of us who are all white know that white skin has a million different shades, from the paper white of the British Isles to the white with a good bit of vanilla extract in our friends whose families are perhaps from Italy. We're all different, and it is all a blessing, and all the children of God are this way on purpose. I mean, you understand, I'm different. I play the trumpet. I like dad jokes. My grandparents were Canadians. I like to cook. I like to read. My great-grandparents were Scottish and Irish and German. Who knew about that? Sue's family and my own have young adults in them whose parents are Asian Indians or Chinese. There are family members who are gay. There are family members who are conservatives and others who are liberals. There are even gingers in our family. I, like all of you, am unique. And if you look around this space or at folks in our online church, we are all unique, yet all created in the image of God, which is why we need to celebrate not only Black heritage, because our beloved sisters and brothers have been treated all too often unlike the children of the Most High God they are, but celebrate the good news that each of us is precious in God's sight. We need to relax and give thanks to God for all those gifted and talented folks whose skin is darker or lighter than ours, who have pointed out what we should have always known, that all of God's people are a blessing and are to be blessed by our love, our acceptance, and our help in the struggle to be all that God has intended them to be. So it turns out after the argument, Paul and Barnabas separated and went separate ways, and Jesus' followers placed them in God's care. We're invited to lift our eyes and see the miracle that God is doing among us, whether together or separate. We are all created by God to go and grow the kingdom. May it be so here and now. Amen. Thanks again for joining us for this podcast, Today's Word. If you have questions, you can contact us by email at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com, or you can check out our website at otisvillepress.org. Thanks for being here.